There are certain things, sisters, I love you and I'm speaking to you from the depth of my heart. If you listen to me, you will be saved. If you are stubborn and you don't listen, I guarantee you, you would have defined a path that will lead to tears. Are we together now? Say amen. Sisters here doesn't mean people who, maybe ladies who are not yet married, just anybody, really. There are certain things a lady must find in a man, otherwise don't marry him. Write it down. I've upgraded my curriculum on this. You will be interested to hear the things I'm going to tell you now. A thorough upgrade. Just four things. I've summarized every cry of every sister to four things. Whether you know it or not, just believe me. Any brother that does not come along these lines is dangerous. Sisters, what did I say he is? Shout it. I didn't say he's bad. I said he's dangerous. I don't care whether the brother is Joshua Selman. I don't care whether the brother has a Bible on top of his head. If these four things are not in place, your home will be a disaster and your children will be a disaster. Ready? Number one, you have no business talking about relationship and marriage with any man who is not God-fearing. Don't be too fast. Allow me to properly define what I mean by God-fearing. Notice I didn't say born again, because that thing has been abused in the 21st century. A born-again brother is not one who came out for altar call and you witnessed him raising his hand. That's not born again. God-fearing. The primary reason why society is in decadence, listen to me, is because the men are not God-fearing. The fear of the Lord is not believing in God. There are two different things. Faith in God and the fear of God are two different things. I can have faith in God and not fear God. Are we together now? Yeah. There are many faith-filled Christians who are not God-fearing. And listen, look at this. I am a Christian. I am a child of God. My life is governed by a reference. Listen, the Bible is my reference. Are we together now? My decisions are made with respect to this reference. So when you tell me you are a husband, what reference are you leading your life and your family with? So many people come to church, but there is no reference upon which their lives, their ideologies, and their decisions come from. So they just hilariously come up with concepts and ideas about parenting, and they have destroyed the lives of innocent women. There are many women in the last 2 weeks, the number of married women I've had to counsel, and the pain that the average married woman goes through in their home is unbearable. They laugh in the open, but they are dying in the secret. And the sad thing is that most of the men are born again. Some are even bishops, priests, sincere people, deacons. What does it mean to be God-fearing? To be God-fearing, number one, means to have reverence, respect for God. Not just to believe in God, but to have reverence for God. Let's hurry up. Number two, to be God-fearing means to submit to the ways of God, submit to the word of God as the final authority in all matters. Write this one down. To submit to the word of God as the final authority in all matters, not some matters. So you don't mix the word of God and culture. In our place, this is how we do it. No. In our village, this is how it is done. This diversity of concepts has largely destroyed many good men, turned them into beasts and animals, because there is no centralized scripture-based reference upon which their activities are carried out. Listen, let me tell you something. There is no man that is bad. When they tell you a man is bad, when a woman looks at her husband, when a young lady looks at someone she's in a relationship with and says you are bad, the concept of bad does not exist. There is no man who is bad. Every man is like a video playing out his mindset. It is the thinking, the ideology of a man that expresses him as bad. That is why an armed robber can carry the same body, and in 2 years, the armed robber has become a pastor. The body did not change. Something changed. The same hand that once held a gun and was brutal over people now holds a Bible and is saving sinners. There is nothing called a bad man. I've interacted with some people who are supposedly bad, some of them old enough to be my parents, and I've discovered that intrinsically, every man is good. Their approach was wrong, and so their life became a script playing out. Some of you are looking at me now, brothers, as sincere as you are about to replay the same script if you don't change. You will be shocked to see how you will find out that what you desire. Let me tell you, there is no bad man who married his wife to destroy her. Are you hearing me? Nobody. I'm a man. I've been a man all my life. I'm not just being a man now. So you have to listen to me. I know exactly. Men are not bad people. But there are concepts that have turned men into beasts. Are we together? A God-fearing person. The word of God. I always give this analogy when I'm counseling people. Listen. If wife, come. If, watch this. This is my wife. And I want the television to be here. Everybody look up. This is the television now. I want the TV to be here. And my wife says, my husband, this TV has to be there. There is a conflict of ideas. Now, to be God-fearing means both of us must have the unashamedness, or at least I, to say, what does the word of God say about TV? Is the word of God says there should be no TV? What happens to my will? I fold my will to let the will of God prevail. There is no family that will suffer when the man can accept the will of God. The problem is usually the will of the man. And I look at her and say, what part of your dowry didn't I pay? You talk to me, I will slap you. Forget that I'm a man of God. I'm a man, it's just that I'm of God. You talk to me, I will slap you. Are we together? And you know, men, we are very arrogant people. We can be entering hellfire and claim that it's AC. And drag people in trouble until we get in there. And then we say, well, I did not exactly understand. The configuration of a man is such that we have a lot to protect. That's why submitting to the ways of God is very hard. That's why in most crusades, women are more. The men don't come. They would rather watch from the television and kneel down and receive the same miracle. But to come and be healed, they feel is an insult. I am a director of A and B and C. But tonight, I pray that God will raise men who can submit. I love the song the worship team sang. Look, there is nothing as excellent as a man, especially a young man, who has submitted to the will of God in every matter. It doesn't matter how it stings my ego. Once the word of God contradicts my concept, I bend. I don't look for an explanation. No, sir. It is being God-fearing that will make you never to carry your hand and beat your wife. You are angry, but what did the Bible say about wives? It said, treat them as unto weaker vessels. So when you slap your wife and you are boiling, you are not just a stupid man. You are not submitting to the ways of God. When you love your wife just because she made a nice hair and say, hey, now you are talking. You are carnal, number one. That is not even true love. Because the Bible says husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church. So the thing is to study how Christ loved the church. He said, while we were yet sinners, undeserving, unqualified, in due season, Christ loved us. So when a man has to punish his wife to end his love by dressing well, I'm not against good dressing. I'm not against looking well. I'm not against all of these things. But if you force your wife to to have to succumb to those things. The day she sees another woman who has those things much more than her, she becomes insecure because she knows how unpredictable your love is. The fear of the Lord. Thank you, my dear. Many men do not fear God. Principles of parenting. Do you know that there are families and there are cultures, for instance, that teach that a man can beat his wife at least once or twice, so that when he beats her, she will know that this is not a stupid, is not a sissy. I mean, it's a show of masculinity. I senior you in age, in strength, in whatever it is, in salary, and you joke with me, I beat you once, then I ask you for forgiveness. I'm forgiving you, you are forgiving me, but the memory of what happened will keep you in place. That has worked for a lot of people, but I hate it. Not, I don't care whether it works or not. It's not consistent with the word of God. The word of God is not about what works or not. It's about what God says. If I apply the word of God and it does not work, I will still remain there. Not because of the result it produces, but because that's what came out of the mouth of God. That's what it means to be an ardent follower of the word. Sisters, are you listening? Unfortunately, now, we live in a generation where, and please don't find this insulting, many of our sisters, some of you are here looking at me now, you are so gullible. Just anybody just comes wherever. He has small money, small whatever. You are praying in tongues, yet you are not allowing what you are praying to inform the decisions. I am shocked when some ladies bring some brothers to me and say, I like him. I want to say, where did you keep your brain? I taught you so many things. Look at the kind of person you are dragging. Completely antichrist in his approach. Why do you love him? He loves me. Is he a Christian? He's a nice, he comes around. Listen, let me tell you something. Another wife. Well, just for this example, you are not permitted to marry another wife. Listen, watch this, everyone. Do you know the only thing you cannot change in your life is God and your wife and children? You are supposed to change your clothes after some time. You are permitted. As lovely as this cloth I'm wearing is, after a few months it will fade and I'll throw it away and sew another one. So it's amazing how you can love something now and hate it, but the Bible says you are staying with that woman. So there's no, you can't change her like a cloth, meaning you must find out from God what he must put in you and her to make her remain fresh. If you change clothes, change phone, change car, and yet the Bible says you cannot change your wife, you must find out, Lord, and the woman is growing old, so it means you must do something to me that is beyond the physical to keep me faithful. I told you tonight, my heart is indicting a good matter. We are just warming the plane. We must reach that altitude this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. God fearing. Sisters, I want you to bond this revelation. The first thing to look at in a man is not the car he brought. Hello? Say hi. Hello? Because some of you, if we don't press you like this, you know, I've discovered in church that many people don't listen. As you are talking like this, they are looking at you. They are even writing, but their hearts are already made up. No, sir. I'm saving you trouble. You will thank me for it. Not everything that glitters is gold. And don't let anyone pressure you, whether parents or friend, and say, after all, what is there? He can take care of us. What is your idea of care? Buy you things? Are we together? A God-fearing man. A man, he doesn't have to be a pastor. God-fearing has nothing to do with a pastor. God-fearing has nothing to do with praying 8 hours. A man can pray 8 hours and not be God-fearing. I told you there is a difference between believing God and having a reverence for God. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? The fear of God. Submitting to the authority of the word. Submitting to the authority of the word. So you may be Igbo, you may be Hausa, you may be Yoruba, you may be Kaduna State, whatever, Northern, you may be from another nation of the world. It does not matter. The issue of this is how we do it in our place. this is how it is in our place. Our fathers used to, our this used to happen. No, no, no. People do those kinds of nonsense things. Do you know how this refusal to conform to the word of God has brought trouble between people? It's the reason why many marriages are not working. Parenting. So the man has his idea on how to raise children. He got it from his friends. He got it from bad people. Are we together now? Do you know the average young child was not really trained by his parents? He just lived with them. It's one thing to live with me, but it's another thing to be mentored and trained by me. That you are going around in my house does not mean I'm training you. The Bible said train up a child. It didn't say live with him. Many people are living with their children, but they are not training their children. So their children get the training from their friends. Bad books, bad magazines, rubbish films, nonsense photos and pictures. And by the time that child is 10 or 11 years, somebody else is training him. How does a train move? They are connected. The train will not move against where the head of the train is moving. So train a child means set the pace. Don't tell them to do it. Lead them in doing it. You don't ask a child to buy you cigarettes, and then as he drops, he says, if I catch you with cigarette, I will kill you by myself. I've told you. Smoking is very bad. Forget that I'm doing it. You are not training the child.